The great comedian Lenny Bruce used to tell a story about a quasi-hip, upwardly mobile young couple whose cocktail napkins were inscribed, "Another Martini for Mother Cabrini." It was in just such a spirit of fun that I tuned in C-SPAN recently for something called the National Prayer Breakfast, since it promised to feature the words and wisdom of the world's oldest living saint, Macedonia's own Mother Teresa. So I was quite surprised that the first person I recognized on the screen was that paragon of Southern Democratic chivalry, Senator Hal Big Hef Heflin of Alabama, but moreover of Hill Thomas hearing fame. For it was he who was responsible for the notorious side into an accidentally open mic to Joseph Biden. "We have been here, Joe, for two full days talking about harass this and harass that. Would you please tell this old sailor when we are going to start talking about her tits? Hot." The ancient crone was doubtless unaware of Big Hef's indiscreet bon mot and allowed him, like a balloon Falstaff in the Macy's parade, to escort her to the podium. If the prominence of Senator Heflin failed to make it clear that this event was not simply another crackpot Republican affair, my first good glimpse of the guests at the principal table made it abundantly so, since they included President Clinton and the First Lady. It is impossible to imagine what manner of ultra-weirdness must have jumped off inside the head of Hillary Rodham Clinton when this tiny crone at the podium, now more witch than saint, unleashed her incredible rant litany against not just abortion, but contraception, birth control, and family planning. One might have felt that this was a fitting comeuppance for public persons who fail to distance themselves from such arcane sky god antics and adulations. To be against the practice of birth control when the world population has grossly outgrown the food necessary to sustain it is hardly to be on the side of the angels.
"Well, go, man, go, 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 baby. Woo, woo. Oh, baby. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what to say."
"Well, let's see now. You've been a faggot male nurse for what, 9 years, I believe. What attracted you to this sort of work?"
People.